Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree. The Bays, we're back at number one this week. We only could take off 1 week. Sorry, Nia.
Nia, we still love you.
Number one. Arts and Culture Podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Mason Wazwaz.
You need to know, Root Division is having a fundraiser.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show and memorize each episode as I do, you will know that Amy Cancelmo, Root Division's Events and Exhibitions Coordinator.
Director.
Director now?
She's director now.
Amy Cancelmo, big wig over there at Root Division, was one of our first, maybe our first formal
interview. She was our first interview.
The first one where we really did it up right.
Yeah.
And so you should know that she's a very important person to the show, as is everyone at Root Division. I didn't even know that the classes they teach for kids are free. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Also, Mason's on their curatorial board.
I am.
Conflict of interest.
I can't talk about it.
Don't say anything, Mason.
I can tell people
but
to fund
me
to
as
donate.
A civilian, I can say, if you got a little extra money left from your tax refund, if you got one, give some money over there to Root Division.
Is there information about that on their website?
Oh, yeah. They got a whole Kickstarter going.
But you can,
or Indiegogo.
You can get to it from their website? Is that what you're trying to tell everyone?
.com.
It's that time of year again, people.
Which time's that?
MFA season.
Okay, we got tons of MFA shows coming up.
There's a lot of MFA shows coming up as well.
Are we going to do our predictions?
We can do predictions. You might need to lead me in that because I'm not totally sure what you mean.
I have some inside information.
Oh.
So usually CCA.
Yep.
I've only lived here for about 10 minutes, so I don't have a long record of knowing what's going to happen. But I remember maybe the year before.
Yep.
Oh, no, maybe it was last year.
Oh, get it together.
CCA, there was some crazy performance. Mary Mercury was riding around on a Segway yelling at everyone. And I think there might be a little bit of crazy performance at CCA this year.
You do.
Is performance
leaving the SFAI world and going over to see? Is it
I don't
migrating
know.
Over to CCA?
Well, I read Aaron Harbor's very
scathing. Aaron!
Of SFAI's open studios.
Oh, and yeah. That was recently.
From that review, which take it with a grain of salt as usual, there was a lot of figurative painting going on at SFAI.
That happens often.
All right.
That's what I was saying about it's a little bit unpredictable. There's tons of performance at SFAI.
I think this year.
That's the tradition.
The flavors of the season this year are soft sculpture.
Oh.
Text art, found objects, painting, sculpture, photography, performance, dance, music, sound.
Video.
And video.
I think there might be a hot air balloon in there somewhere.
I hope so. Any inflatables would be great.
Inflatables. Yeah. Maybe we'll go back to...
What are your predictions for the MFA shows this year?
Well, I predict that there will be a big crowd.
Yep.
There will be lots of people.
Fair.
In my glass ball, I see lots of people swarming and hovering.
Your crystal ball.
My glass ball.
Your
this
crystal
is my glass.
Ball.
It's a glass.
Your gazing ball.
It's glass this
right.
time.
Got it.
It might be tinted with a little bit of blue, but it's pretty much glass. Okay.
That's still glass.
Yeah.
Tinted glass is still
right.
glass. Okay, go on.
So we've got lots of crowds, big crowds everywhere.
Can't even get in the damn door.
Can't even get in the damn
can't
door.
Can't use the fucking bathroom.
I think there might be, at CCA, there might be like a bus, like a big bus outside.
Where's their shit this year? It's not at the Mint again, is it?
CCA?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Talking about SFAI. Sorry, so many letters, so
just
few brain cells.
Keep it together.
Okay, go ahead.
I think there's going to be a big bus. It might be a big white bus in front of CCA, and there might be some performances happening in the bus.
You know this?
No, I'm predicting.
Oh, you're just pulling this out of your glass ball?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think there might be someone dressed in a green cape on
the bus.
This
is fantastic.
And, you know, I think there might be some...
Is this real?
Shut up
and
listen.
You're going into a lot of creative detail.
I think there might be some powder dust that happens and...
Cocaine.
Maybe not cocaine, just some colored powder dust. I think we're going into the magical realism, mystical realm here with the bus performances.
I think there's going to be some socially conscious stuff.
There might be some, not on the bus probably though. I think there might be, maybe there'll be like a public project slash, you know, automobile type tour as part of someone's project. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be some interactive
There's
works.
There's
going to
be
some participatory
sheets,
works.
Sign up sheets where you have to get an appointment.
Yeah, definitely. An appointment for like a 3-minute project kind of situation.
Or a car ride or whatever.
A car ride, yeah. There might be some blindfolding. And, you know, that's okay. Blindfolding is good. And I'm not sure. I mean, I think at SFAI there might be some like bodily fluids happening.
Okay, where is SFAI?
SFAI is MFAO. It probably won't because it's at...
It's not at the Mint.
It's not the Mint. It's at Fort Mason.
That's where it is.
Which I think there's a little less potential for a real creative kind of out there shit at Fort Mason, I would say.
How come?
I don't know. I think it's just the building itself.
I don't know, man. I feel like the Mint... Okay, what are you saying about the building itself?
What I'm saying about the Mint is that there's all these like little rooms that have all these bizarre, weird architectural details.
Yeah, but I feel
it's
kind of like you were saying about Alcatraz, where some rooms it's like, you got like some giant ass pump thing in there and that you can't get around. Like,
whereas Fort Mason, everything looks exactly the same. It's all kind of like...
Art fair
style. And it's like, it's a little harder. All the lighting is the same. Unless you're going to build out your room and have a dark space, then maybe there's like room for... A slightly different experience.
Hey, Mamie.
Hey, Kate. Like,
how come it is that SFAI show only lasts like 3 days?
Because they have to rent their spaces.
Well, but so?
It's expensive.
Oh.
Right?
How come they don't have
maybe
a
cost prohibitive
place to have it?
I don't know. Maybe they have too many students graduating every year.
You said it.
Why don't they? I mean, I feel like they could do it. Well, no. I was thinking, you know, SFA has that big rooftop. They could just build out that area. I mean, it's not big enough, I don't think, obviously. What are there, like 180 students that graduate from SFA?
They need a lot of money to... How are they doing
on
money?
I think it's too... Oh,
everyone's doing shit on money.
Yeah.
Higher education's in the shitter.
Money-wise.
Anyhow, Maysoon, did you know that the Berkeley kids, because the museum's closed and the new museum's not open yet.
I do know.
The
I
Berkeley
did a lot
MFAs
of research
are
into this
morning.
The
Berkeley Art Center. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I have a whole fucking
list
here.
You're at the Berkeley Art Center.
I'm sure they have
I love the Berkeley Art Center,
No, I know.
But it
I'm
is
sure they have
like
mixed
you
feelings.
You thought you were going to have BAM on your resume.
They can still put it. Well, yeah. They'll
on
have BAC
Steve.
Instead.
Yep. Okay, listeners of Congratulations Pine Tree, here's the dates for all the MFA shows. And if you want to go with us and give us a ride, go ahead and give us a call or text in to 419-351-6606 or tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. May soon hit them with the dates.
All right. SF State's MFA show already opened. It opened yesterday.
What?
April 25th. It'll be up through May 15th. They have their gallery hours a little bit weird, Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 4, just so you know. So go on the weekend. The next show that opens is the Mills MFA show. That their opening reception is May 2nd.
Thrills College, May 2nd.
Their opening reception is from 6 to 8 p.m. The exhibition dates are May 2nd through 31st. And then we've got SFAI opening reception Friday, May 15th from 7 to 9 at Fort Mason, Pier 2. Their exhibition dates are May 14th through 17th. Only 3 days to visit that one,
We're
guys.
Definitely going to need a ride to get to that one.
Probably. And then we've got CCA. Opening is May 14th from 6 to 10.
They usually have the best food, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's fun. If you go early enough, I guess. And they're actually going to be... The exhibition dates for their show is May 14th through 23rd. And that will be... Those are the dates for their MFA show, their design MFA show, their architecture, fashion. Like, all of the departments have their shows happening.
How can you
at the
have an
time.
Architecture opening?
Stanford opens.
Stay on target.
I know. Stanford's opening reception is Thursday, May 21st from 5 to 7. Their exhibition dates are May 12th through June 14th.
Let's go to that one for sure.
They're open.
I never make it out
really
there.
They're open for a whole month, which is amazing.
Can anybody give us a ride out there? Call in.
Anybody want to do some MFA show visits with us? If you have a car, let us know. Finally, Berkeley, May 15th through June 14th at the Berkeley Art Center. The opening reception is June 6th.
They had great food last year. Can't make any promises about this year.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's 6. I'm sure there's other schools. I'm sorry if I'm leaving you out.
Davis.
If there's a show we're missing, call in. Write in. Email, tweet, whatever. Whatever you do best, let us know. Mas se derem vez ao morro todo.
da cidade vai cantar.
If you want to talk about art, money, the old industrial meat grinder, we got art fairs coming up as well.
Yes, we sure do. And
it's kind of funny that they happen at the same time.
Well, I think Mills is the only one with all the art fairs or the MFA shows
and the MFAs and the art fairs.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, also the way like SFAI, they're using the same building. It's kind of ends up being like an art fair, right? Even though it's an MFA show. It's
It's all about like money and funders and funding and debt and glamour. Anyhow.
And booze.
And boobs.
And sex.
Drugs.
Probably some indie rock.
I wish it was like that. Anyhow, art fair is coming up. I recommend everybody going on May 2nd because then you can hit all three art fairs at once because the parking lot art fair will be happening in the morning. I'm excited about that one. Did you see the roster on that motherfucker?
Good roster. I'm going to go to that one for sure.
And excited to see what drama and chaos might ensue since it's all just happening in a parking lot.
Well, and the parking lot hasn't been announced yet. That'll be announced the night before at midnight, which I feel like is a little bit too late for an 8 a.m. start. I want to know a little bit earlier than midnight.
Is it at midnight?
Yeah, that's what the fucking website says.
That's funny.
Tumblr.
I think it's going to be somewhere out there by Fort Mason. So you just show up on May 2nd and at 8 a.m. and just follow the smoke clouds.
Follow the cars with smoke clouds coming out of them.
And then the startup fair will be happening at the Hotel del Sol.
Hotel del Sol. And that's May 1st
that's
through 3rd.
Far. So
I don't know where that is, actually.
It's right over there by Fort Mason, just like a few blocks away from that Safeway.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it is all very close.
Oh, yeah. So you can hit them
I think parking lot art fair will be in that lot right next to Fort Mason. That's like the public city lot. And that's why they're starting at 8 a.m. because they're trying to get there before.
I mean, that's what we think, but we could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure. Try it out.
And then Art Market, San Francisco's longest.
Really?
I don't know.
Whatever. Art Market, the most traditional.
I mean by distance.
Oh, it is.
It's the largest radius.
It is the
of
longest
all these
art fair.
Three fairs.
That happens
so far as
from
I know.
April 29th, which is this coming Wednesday.
And oh my God, really?
It's opens then, yeah. So through May 3rd.
God,
so
that goes on forever. So May 2nd, they'll all be happening. So just go that day.
As will the Mills MFA show. So you
might
want to space
it out. Yeah, but go in the morning. The MFA show's not till the evening.
I know.
So have a
Our
fun
Our students are
art
quite
day.
Concerned about that. I'm like, fuck the art fairs. It's okay.
I don't think that's going to cut into their demo.
I know.
Right?
I don't think so either, but they're all very worried.
That's funny. So predictions.
Just goes to show what people are thinking about.
True that.
Art fairs.
Predictions about all these art fairs. Well,
I'm looking forward to the parking lot art fair.
This is the first.
I hope it's as loose, free range and loose as it sounds.
I want to see some naked bodies.
I don't want to see any naked bodies.
I saw smoke. I want different multicolored smoke. I want to roll up. I want it to be like that movie, Holy Mountain.
I want, oh yeah.
Remember Holy Mountain?
Nice.
That's what I want it to be like.
Shit, man.
We need
a car.
In jars.
I don't want that. Fuck you. Really?
I want art, man.
Okay, alert, shitting in jars is art. Do it, people, make art.
Alert. Anyhow,
we've got an urgent alert.
I want queerness. I want fucking,
there's gonna be all of that.
Yeah,
don't worry about that, Kate.
I'm not worried about it. That's just what I'm expecting.
I don't like body fluids. I can't do it. I really can't. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
In public, ooh, it upsets me.
That's fine.
It's fine.
There'll be probably
I'll just walk
also
around.
Zines.
I might wear
humor.
I might wear like a rubber bodysuit just in case.
Like a hazmat suit?
Kind of a hazmat suit and some gloves and shit.
Rubber bodysuit sounds not like what I think you're thinking, but sounds perfect for the parking lot art fair. Everybody bring your bikes because you could just bike from place to place. And last time I was at something, I was at that Fog Art and Design Fair over there at Fort Mason. And they had the Phil's coffee truck outside and you could
get
some
bullshit.
Phil's. You don't like Phil's coffee?
No, not anymore.
got too commercial for you?
It's a fucking franchise. There's like so m- I just can't. Nope. I when
it's
things,
only in the Bay Area.
When
though.
Things start to chain out, I get a little bit like a little sketchy. I get kind of like
but they
wigged
put
out.
Mint in there.
I'm going to bring a bundle of mint for all you motherfucking hipsters. You can't deal without mint in your coffee.
I
got to
have that mint in my coffee.
Kate, I'm going to give you some mint. Oh,
man. I'm such a yuppie.
You're a fucking yuppie.
Shit. Anyhow, ride your bike from place to place. The other great thing about all this is that the startup fair gave us a press pass, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yep.
Mason, does that mean we get to wear a little hat with a little card?
Yes, sure does. Absolutely. Yep. We should make badges. We need to make some badges. This is for the button maker. We need a fucking button maker. Anybody out there got a button maker we can use for just like two buttons?
Mason, I told you 100 button maker people. Art fairs, don't go unless you got a free pass. Go over to, if you want to go into Art Market for free, Catherine Clark's got a whole stack of free VIP passes.
I can give you stuff. I've got emails and cards being delivered every day.
Yeah, so don't pay for this shit.
Don't pay for it. I'm not going to say don't pay for this shit.
Does that mean that we're saying it?
Well, I mean, I think maybe just spend a lot of time thinking about why you would pay for it.
Another thing that's been coming up a lot is people have been inviting us to do like live things and stuff at their art venues.
Yeah.
We're just kind of wanting to take the temperature on our loyal listeners to know what maybe you guys would want to see from that if we were going to do it at some kind of
event or program something. At a gallery. We've had a few people approach us recently.
So,
and Kate and I was like, what does that mean?
What would we do? Because this show is so edited.
This show is super edited.
You have
guys.
No idea.
If you heard some of the things that were edited out, you would be shocked.
You would have to go straight to church.
You would not send this to your grandmother to listen to. I guarantee.
You probably don't already.
I know I don't. I don't send it to my mom. I'm like, oh, no. That can't happen.
Anyhow, let us know if there's some dream you have of what we could do. Obviously, I would like to do the art review live on stage with full staging, special effects, and orchestra. But I don't see that in the cards for any time soon. So if you have any
alternatives. I would be happy to help produce that, but I would not participate in that.
You would. You would have a full solo dance number. I'm so excited about it, Maysoon. Anyhow, can't do that soon. It's funny to say soon right after saying May soon.
I cannot sign my emails as talk to you soon or see you soon because it's always like see you soon, May soon.
Oh, you know the other thing it's that's funny about it, May soon, is that it's April and it's going to be May soon.
Isn't that funny?
That kills me every time. Anyhow.
You and everyone I knew in grade school.
So you know all the contact information. Get back to us if you have a dream for what we could do. So Maysoon, one thing we've been talking about a lot lately is etiquette and things like that, like yep. etiquette at openings. And I realized that I've had this book for like 3 years or something called I Like Your Work, Art and Etiquette. It came out from Paper Monument, and it's got all kinds of different contributors. But it's got, I mean, this is answering all the questions. We don't even need to be talking about this shit. Mm. My favorite one, I have a couple of favorites in here. It was basically like a questionnaire they sent out to a lot of different art world people.
Oh, cool.
And so there's this one. The first question they ask is, what are the rules of etiquette in the art world or for the art world? And people had some great answers. Like this guy, Ryan Stedman, was like, if you're a skinny artist, be clean and neat. If you're a fat artist, be crazy looking and disheveled.
What?
Not sure why, but this seems to work best. I agree with that completely.
Do you?
I'm definitely going for the disheveled look. Negative comments about the artist's work at their opening is the equivalent of taking a shit on someone's birthday cake at their 40th birthday party. The proper thing to do is to save your negative comments as an anonymous blog post.
Oh, I don't like that.
Don't wear khaki pants.
I agree. Agreed.
This guy was actually my number one super favorite. Can I just redo this one thing? It really struck a, it's kind of, I want to say cattier. It's not exactly the nicest thing, but I kind of agree with it. This guy is an art critic, Andrew Berardini. I kind of agree with this, but I don't want it to be out there as kind of like a,
are you reading now? Or are you
as pressuring? No, now I'm just saying.
Just read it.
Okay.
Just read it.
Okay. You must attend openings. When you're Bruce Nauman, you can be a hermit in New Mexico. Until then, however, you have to attend openings. Why? If you're young, it's important to find out how things work, to meet your colleagues, to find out what's out there in the world, and ultimately, perhaps, to learn how to behave at openings. If you're mid-career, you must go out to support the colleagues you met at their earlier stage of your respective careers. If you're older, it's important to support colleagues still, but now also students and or other members of the younger generation who still see you as a mentor. Other slightly noble reasons. If you're obsessed with art and you have to see things as soon as you're able, and if you really honestly love art, talking about it, interacting with it, talking to people responsible for making, distributing, promoting, and critiquing it. If you love it, then it's not work. Artists, critics, and curators stay vital when they're interacting with their peers. If you're young and you hate openings, there's a noble history of outsider artists living in insane asylums and working as janitors who are discovered long after they've died. If you're old and you hate openings, it's likely your best years are behind you.
Oh, man.
And you think all art but the stuff you and your peers made is shit. I hope your few years of past relevance allow you to retire to your television. I kind of like that. Just because it...
I think the whole first section is totally accurate.
I get a little frustrated sometimes trying to get other people, especially other artists, like peers, people I consider like my peers at my same level, like,
yeah,
you know, trying to get them to go to openings with me sometimes.
What are their excuses or reasons, I
guess? Just that they're going to be, the, you know... Silly excuses.
I used to tell students all the time that they should be going to openings and shows. And
yeah, and I think a lot of times people kind of are like, oh, I don't want to schmooze and I don't want to suck dick and I don't want to this, that, and the other. But it's not like you don't have to schmooze. I mean, you just have to show up. Like when you have a show and people show up, doesn't it feel awesome? You know, to have people come and care and look at your work and congratulate you and whatever, whatever. It's not like they're, it's not strictly for like weird, whatever, like building yourself up and going and being seen places necessarily. It's also to like support venues and to support artists.
I think it's like, yeah, I mean, like that guy said, it's to create an environment that you would want for yourself also.
Yeah.
It's like when you're at that point where it's your opening, you want people to show up. So
yeah.
Everyone has to practice that exact behavior as well.
Yeah. So I just, if anybody wants to pick up this book.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at Issues over there off Piedmont.
I want to interview those guys.
Yeah, they're great. It's from Paper Monument. They also have a book called Drawing with Your Eyes Closed, The Art of the Art Assignment, which is kind of a cool book if you're a teacher. But check this out. And also, like, I don't know, it's funny. We try to give our two cents, but that's... just a couple of wing nuts. Like Bean Gilsdorf does a really good advice column on daily serving. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of people out there trying to figure out this whole art advice, art world, how to function, how to live.
The Anti-Displacement Coalition, San Francisco Anti-Displacement Coalition, hosted a tenants' rights fair yesterday. Well, how about Saturday, April 25th. Unfortunately, I found out about it that morning, actually that afternoon, probably around 2. It had started at 10 a.m. And so I didn't have a chance to go, which was very, very disappointing to me. But it was basically a fair that really outlined tenants' rights. There were all these workshops about like what to do if you're at risk of being evicted, you know, how to deal with all of these things that are going on in the city. And so I hope at some point they'll post the information from that event online. And that I wanted to bring it up just because I think the schedule of speakers and workshops that took place is available on their website. It's the San Francisco Anti-Displacement Coalition. But I just wanted to say, if any of you out there are concerned about your rights as tenants or...
Know your rights.
There's a lot of resources in the city that can help you kind of identify them and help you learn what they are and help you with any issues you're having. And so, you know, maybe start with their website as a beginning point. But, the city is like in a serious volatile moment right now.
And I just heard about a bunch of people getting pushed out of their apartment complex.
Oh, yeah. There have been a couple. I think they're trying to fight it, though.
Yeah. Well, they're hoping that it might get turned into a trust and that right. they'll be able to stay there.
Right.
And then there's also those artist studios that mm-hmm. are getting bought and sold and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, the real point is that, you know, you have a right and you should really fight for it. And I think I've over the years have come across people who've been evicted and they just kind of take it as such, like, oh, the owner's selling it.
Yeah.
I have to leave.
And then that's not your only option.
Well, and also the real, I think the more important question is like, be radical and fight for your rights, actually. Yeah. You know, it's like, because if you fight for it, it gives a signal or a sign to other people that you can't just get away with evicting people and them just feeling like
sucking
defeated and walking away from it. And you, like the new landlord, not having taking any responsibility for that displacement. So I think more than anything, as much as it might
suck
and be a huge hassle and take a lot of your time and energy, it's really important to stand up for yourself because you're ultimately standing up for everyone.
If you need a podcast to be on to talk about whatever you're dealing with, here's one for you.
Also, honestly, if
yeah, that's this one.
Honestly, if you need any help and are too overwhelmed, but you for some reason trust Kate and I, definitely call in or email. I will help you find a place to get information.
Okay.
I will.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to say I can do the work for you, but if you're like, I'm freaking out, I can't breathe straight, my internet's down.
You can't breathe straight.
Or properly, whatever, uh-huh. Evenly.
Can't breathe straight. I'm going to start saying that.
Okay. I would just say, yeah, I would happily try to help you.
Or if you
way
need,
I can.
Yeah. I've been trying to offer people to stay at my house if they're getting evicted too.
Yeah.
But hopefully if we can cut it off at the pass, then
yeah.
You won't need another place to stay. Speaking of all that, the Cartoon Art Museum is getting priced out of SoMa or wherever the fuck that neighborhood is. What is that neighborhood?
That's that
they're
that,
calling it SoMa. Is that really SoMa? They like where the Yerba Buena Gardens
is South of Market. It used to be the arts corridor. Like the city actually tried to create that into an arts corridor, and all those places are getting effectively not all those places, but the museums are managing to stay, but all the smaller galleries are effectively getting pushed out.
It's very upsetting. I sent them a message on Bleep Book and told them that they should come to Oakland. 30 years, man. 30 years they've been there.
But the good news is
have
that
they been there that whole they've existed for 30 years, but
I don't
have
know
they
been
there
been
that
there for
whole
the whole time? They've been there for the whole time I've been in San
but
Francisco.
I'm not worried that they're going to like disappear. They're just going to have to move.
Right. So they're looking for a space again. Yeah. Colin, if you know of anything,
if you got a big enough spot for a museum in your backyard, this could be the right match for you.
Yeah.
I love the Cartoon Art Museum.
I do too. I actually think maybe a new location will be good for them.
Yeah, that's
like a new
kind of
like
a drag
boost.
I said that.
It's okay. You can say that.
But they have cool, awesome shit and a pretty great comic book store.
Speaking of comic books,
yep.
I wanted to tell you, Kate, and all of our listeners, that the 4th annual CCA Student Comic Fair.
They got a pretty legit comic book MFA program.
I bet you it's pretty good. Anyhow, it's on a Monday, March 4th at 4 p.m. It's somewhere in Berkeley. Monday, May 4th, 4 p.m. in Berkeley. Just somewhere in Berkeley.
Somewhere in Berkeley? For sure somewhere in Berkeley?
Yeah, Berkeley.
Oh, wicked. All right, definitely going to check that out.
Check that out, Kate.
Long story short, everybody, please, if you can, give us a ride. Give us a call. We need a ride.
Is that the long story short?
That's the whole point of this podcast.
Yeah, we need rides,
people.
This
was all a long con. We started a year ago, so we would have this episode. If you can give us a ride, please give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can text that number, tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We also have a ham radio. You can tune in at 109.999.
We do?
No. Oh. But anyhow,
congratulations.
You made it through another episode
Good
of Congratulations,
job.
Pine Tree.
Boy.
I don't know how you did it.
I don't know.
but
you probably ate some food.
Next week first. We'll have an interview. Will we?
Sure will.
Sure will. Oh yeah, we're talking to Cliff Takest, right?
Is he next week? I gotta look at the schedule.
We're talking to somebody next week.
We're talking to a whole bunch of people in the coming weeks.
We got a lot of interviews coming up.
It's gonna be killer.